Well, I have stood upon the mountain, I have seen the other side. Wrestled with the devil, I have wrestled with my pride. Been down in the valley, I have stood out in the rain. Seen my love forsaken, felt the pleasure and the pain. There's one thing that's for certain, one chord that rings true. Well, it's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is, we're only passing through.
Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9. You are listening to All Things Camping, and we're talking with Winton Porter, who is the manager and owner of Mountings Crossing up on Blood Mountain. And sitting in with me today as well is Doc Beal with Sapling Island Birdhouses and Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel.
Yes, it's great. We're enjoying this. I'm learning a lot because, you know, camping and hiking, I'm just very...
You're
very
new to
foreign.
It?
I'm very new, so it's great.
Well, Winston, I want to jump right back in because before the break, you were talking about what all is involved with the shakedown. Now, there has to have been some hikers that have come through there that were not too receptive to that shakedown. And in your book, you talk about, I think, Minnesota Smith, I think his name is, name was?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about him because he sounded like he was an interesting character. That shakedown was maybe a little bit of a shake up for him.
Minnesota Smith was definitely a wonderful character and a great character in the book, but Minnesota Smith was also one of those person that he had all the answers, and that's fine, and some people do, and sometimes it takes them a little bit longer. They have to walk a little bit further and suffer a little bit harder, and Minnesota Smith was certainly one of those. I mean, the most interesting thing about Minnesota Smith for us is that he had shipped 4 cases of water to us, and because he wasn't drinking any of the water in the streams or anything, so he was shipping all of his water, and eventually he found that was kind of expensive, and then the 15 rolls of toilet paper kind of threw me off. I didn't understand that, and we weren't able to get any of that out from him. But he also had grizzly bear mace, which was he didn't have and he explained to us that wasn't before the grizzly bears, that was for the dogs. Certainly that would have irritated some dog owners along the way, so we did convince him to release himself of the bear mace. And then of course he was allergic to the sun. Now if you're gonna hike 5.5 months and being allergic to the sun, that could be a problem.
That could definitely be a problem.
According to him, it was the medication that made him allergic to the sun. God knows what medication he would take. Just hope he stayed on it.
I know. He was definitely a very interesting character. Now, what time is the most popular time for having the folks come through, the hikers come through your area there?
March and April. Most of them are going north, going south to north. And March and April are the two biggest months for us when we get that 1,500 to 2,000 that will travel in March and north, March mm-hmm. and April.
I see. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some tips for folks who want to start hiking or would be interested in hiking, even if they're not going to do the whole Appalachian Trail, but just interested in hiking. Now, are there certain foods that are better to kind of have for energy, or just what about packing food? Let's say for a short hike. Yeah. Is there some food that in particular that might be good for keeping your energy level up, and you get a little bit of nutrition in there as well?
I think that the one thing great about hiking, especially if you're doing long distance or anything, but, you know, Snicker bars are just a great 350 calories of pure pleasure. So it's not anything in particular that you would have. There's lots of great dehydrated foods that are out there now that you can get. A lot of the what you need, you can find in your grocery store, ramen noodles and peanut butter, anything that'll give you the protein and the calories.
Right.
Once you've been hiking for a while, you're going to take down somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 calories a day. But just as though most of what your audience is and what's going on, they're just going to go out for the weekend, and it's probably going to be around 15,000 to 2,000 calories a day. And most certainly, they'll eat a lot less than they anticipated.
That's interesting.
That's quite interesting. Do you give any courses or things on observing some of the wild plants or utilizing some of the wild plants when people hike?
We don't. I would just definitely defer to a guy by the name of Medicine Bow up in Dahlonega. He does, and he's great at it.
Okay.
Winton, this is Ida again. When people don't hike the whole trail, what's the most common length of a hike for them?
It's probably about 2 nights, and in length, probably about 20 miles. And I encourage never to don't bite off more than you can chew. A lot of people think that, oh, I can do 30 miles in a couple of days. That's when you're out there in the up and down rocks and the boulders, and it's not that easy. So usually, if you can pinpoint about 20 miles, then that is a good target. And Georgia's about 76 miles, and a lot of people will go after trying to knock off the Georgia section, and then they move into North Carolina, and they can do that over a few weekends.
Would the Georgia portion be considered the most difficult?
For some people it is, because it's the start.
That's where you find out if you can really do it, right?
The first step is the hardest part.
First step, literally, probably.
There's some other ones that people ask me, how do you train to hike for the Appalachian Trail? And my answer is typically walk in the rain every chance you get, because because it becomes such a psychological game. And for long distance hiker, which is what I deal with and stuff, and people doing week or 3 or 4 days, is that you walk every day for 10 or 12 miles a day, then you're going to get in shape. But the rain is what really gets you. And out there, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. That's our philosophy anyway. And a lot of people come out with bad gear at times.
I've had a lot of friends that have come up to your store, and they have been impressed by the quality of camping gear and equipment you have up there.
Yeah, I'd hate to use the word boutique in the, but that's just the one that in the outdoor world. But we deal with stuff that we know that works, that's performed, that we've proven that it's worked, and so we can give people the right gear. And then we've seen enough people waste a lot of money on bad gear just to have to replace it with good gear so much that we focus on what works and educate people on why it works. And and that's probably what we do. I mean, we're more like a consulting business than we really are an outdoor retail shop. And we're going to spend 2, 3, 4 hours with somebody to outfit them for the Appalachian Trail. And you wouldn't go to a knee surgeon to have brain surgery, and we have that information. And also you go to the internet, it's a double-edged sword. It's faceless information given by faceless people that can blur the lines and confuse a lot of people. And so so you can go to one place, and if you get stuff from us, great. If you don't, then fine too. Maybe we made a friend.
That's true. Now, for any listeners that are just joining us, we are talking with Winton Porter, who is really the Appalachian Trail guru. He's helping out a lot of hikers there and sells a lot of great gear. Now, I have one question, too, about another character, and that is Billy Bumblefoot. Now, is he still around? Is he still hiking with you guys?
Haven't seen him in a while. I mean, he is certainly one of the most interesting, one of the more interesting people, and also but you do see one of the great characters up there that you'll discover in the book is Pirate. Pirate's been with me for, I guess, 12 years now, and been hiking that trail on and off for 18 or 20 years. And and Pirate literally lives underneath the stairs at the house. And volunteers his time for the hikers and giving back to the community that has been such a part of his life. But one of the great characters, and Lumpy. We use trail names, by the way, so I'm going to say Lumpy and Pirate and gingerbread and stuff like that, and they're just the trail names that people assign themselves, by the way.
Well, we started the show off talking about that names are special, and it sounds as though the hikers give themselves names, as well as I'm sure probably names are assigned to them as well.
But yeah, exactly.
But Winton, it has been great speaking with you, and why don't you tell folks how they can find you, either online or just your location there? Why don't you give us a little bit of information for our listeners?
You can find us at mountaincrossings.com, and we're on 19129 at Neal's Gap. We're 3 miles just south of Vogel State Park, and about 15 miles south of Blairsville, and about 20 miles north of Cleveland. Off of 19129, when you go up the Weavy Mountain, we're at the top. If you start going down, you've missed us. We're at the base of Blood Mountain as well.
Wow. Nita, just one question, if we have time. Winton, what's the average age of the hikers you see there?
it does have a broad range. It ranges anywhere from 19 to 26, and then oftentimes it skips up to around 45 on up to 65. The oldest that we had last year was 86.
Wow.
Well, that's someone who really is dedicated then. Well, Winton, thank you so much. It's been great speaking with you, and we'd love to have you come back.
Absolutely.
Please come back. There are more questions.
Absolutely. We could do a two-hour show anytime. I got plenty of stories.
You do. That's the deal. Thank you so much, Winton. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Anita. Take care, Ida.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. You take care.
You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a few minutes with great information on RVs, tents, and campers.
One chord that rings true. Well, it's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is